Dr. Alana DeGrasso here, president of Turning On the Lights Global Institute, and welcome to this podcast. Look, I am super excited, but let me start off with my mantra. You're beautiful, you're valuable, and nothing about you is a mistake. Can you repeat it? I'm beautiful, I'm valuable, and nothing about me is a mistake. Well, you're in for a treat today because we're doing a mashup of sorts where we're including our present day conversation with some prior conversation we had in one of my group coaching sessions. And I would love for you to tap in and pretend that you're sitting right in the room with us. And you know, the topic at hand, or the title, is called "You Can't Expect More Than What You're Willing to Show Up For: How to Win When You Don't See the Results." And look, sometimes when we are trying to pivot, sometimes when we're trying to do new things, we make the assumption, because it didn't happen in 30 days, 90 days, maybe even a year, that maybe we were not supposed to be doing that given thing. And can I just say that the beauty of growth is when you are in those trenches, digging yourself deeper and deeper into your passion, into the thing you say you want to do, and coming out on the other side refurbished, reignited, energized to become a better, stronger version of yourself as a leader or entrepreneur. And I want to encourage you, if you have felt just tired, lethargic, like you just need a boost, make sure you subscribe to my podcast, because we have revamped this podcast. We're going to have experts. We're going to have leaders. We're also going to be sharing with you some inner types of dialogue that we've been having throughout the years with this company to help leaders and thought leaders, change agents, and more make significant strides within their given industry. We have coached Fortune 500 executives. We have coached individuals that I cannot name just because of privacy. And we have coached newpreneurs, or entrepreneurs who have been working for years in a given field and now they want to transition. So I wanted to come on here today to remind you that you have to be able to change your perspective, change the way you've been seeing things. Now, if you're a homeowner, you remember that every now and then you'd have to have someone to come and clean the filters in your house so that the air would be circulated correctly. And sometimes I think that time and life and challenge and everything else, it can also block our perception, because when we're going through a trying time, when we're going through times of challenge, it's difficult to see other things or other possibilities that they can actually occur. So when you tap into this deep dive, I definitely want you to grab a notebook and a pen, and I want you to also make the decision to show up as you listen. Make sure there aren't things around you. Grab some notes. And because I believe that many of us are gifted with unique skills and abilities. And one of the things is that I've noticed when I coach individuals, sometimes we're just not showing up the way we would when we were working our full-time job. Sometimes we're just not showing up the way we would when we were in an intense relationship and we really wanted to get to know that other person. So I want to just leave you with this before you go in that deep dive with me. How would you show up if you were given only 4 months to live? What would you do differently? What would you resent? What would you wish you had done differently? You know, a lot of research has been done about those who are on the last leg of life, and many of them report that they regret that they didn't do some of the deep secrets, the dreams that they had. Some of them didn't feel like they had spent enough time working in their passions. And I want to encourage you, if you're listening to this, to tap back into, you know, the deeper you, the you that maybe you just kind of put off because life gets in the way. Take a moment, take a pause after this, jot down. I'm a big journal taker, so I love to journal after every process that I'm in. Maybe not as much as I in the past couple of months, but I do like to do it because it allows me to see and reflect on the thoughts that I have about a given matter. So with regards to pivoting in the midst of these times, I want you to know that in the prior pandemic, people still created, people were still innovative. And these are some of the things we're going to have to do if we decide to move forward. I mean, come on, if you're a singer, we need your songs. If you're a writer, we need your books. Even if you've worked in a career for more than 25 years, we need that book. If you're a speaker or you know how to make people laugh, now's a great time to get those jokes together, because boy, do we need to laugh. once we look at what's going on in the world around us, sometimes it can just become so routine for how we decide to move forward in our lives. So I just want to encourage you and thank you for tuning into this podcast. Make sure you click like, make sure you share. And if you know of an entrepreneur, this is Entrepreneurship Week. Make sure you share this with them, because it is not easy to be an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur bears much risk when they dare to dream. But what is beautiful is that when that entrepreneur finds their unique system, when they are able to tap into their genius, as I like to say, there's something so special that happens. There's something so special that happens. And if you're someone who supports an entrepreneur or a leader, definitely just check in on them, ask them how you can help them, and just support them the best way that you can. And to all my entrepreneurs out there, don't throw in the towel and quit when it gets difficult. Dig your feet deeper and ask yourself, what can I do differently? And why did I decide to show up? Well, let's tap into this group discussion. I hope it encourages you, and we'll see you again soon with another podcast.
Any results? The first question I would ask you is, why are you so passionate about this particular area or solution that you're trying to provide? So why are you so passionate about it? And I want you to, you know, even when I get off, I want you to answer that in a journal entry. So go ask yourself, why am I so passionate about this thing that I want to do? Because I want you to get really, really clear. I mean, you should have a little bit of tenacity when you write this. It should be like, oh my gosh, I'm so passionate about this because I'm tired of seeing people be obese, and I'm tired of seeing people struggle with, you know, heart disease, and I'm tired of seeing, and I really want to see these people lead healthier lives. You know, if I were Maggie, I could say, I'm tired of seeing people struggle in debt. I'm tired of seeing families split up over a financial crisis. You know, you've got to think to yourself, what is making you motivated to do what you do? Because it's got to be greater than the flyer. Your motivation has to be greater than your web page. Your motivation has to be greater than just going to a couple of events. You got to really be dedicated in your why. Then number two, I would ask you, start to put a number to what results you wish to see. It's not enough to say, I want to be successful, right? Start thinking in units. How many units of this thing do I need to sell in order to make this amount? How many? Because the clearer you are, the closer you get. The clearer you are, the closer you can get to your goal. So if you know, for example, you know, I'm just making this up. You have 10 books and you just want to give it a test. You know, you have 10 books and, you know, you want to make $100. Well, all right, get those 10 books and sell them to 10 people. You have to start getting very clear about what is the end result. Because if you're just showing up places and you have no expectation, you don't have the number in mind, then, you know, the CMF plan, cross my fingers plan, doesn't always work. And you can have a whole year where you're just a seesaw. You see some wins, then you drop down. You see some wins and you drop down again. But true consistency is putting the number to the goal, and then saying to yourself throughout this entire year, what consistent actions can I take to get to that goal, to get to that number? And I mean, you really got, now that $10 book for 10 people, that's a small example. But even if you wanted to scale that, 5,000, 10,000, it's the same thing. It's, what is it going to take? And here's the other thing. So the first one is to get very clear about your why. The second one is to then put a number to the goal that you have. But here's the third one. So the third one is this. So the third one is, are you willing to take the actions? Hey, good morning, Miss K. Good to see you. Maggie says, the clearer you are, the closer you are. That's right. Janelle Hall says, I am the queen of teens and I support teens to become confident and love who they are. Yes. So today in Networking Wednesday, don't be shy. Put down in the paragraph, what is it that you do? Be excited about it. Now, y'all have to keep me on my points because I just was wrapping up a point to give you the third point, and I have lost myself while I'm trying to respond to you guys. So you guys, who's still with me? Who is still with me? So put a number to the goal. See, I remember one day, I'm just telling you guys a real story because I think the best thing I can do is talk about my own journey, and I want you to ask me questions. Don't be shy, and I'll answer them as much as clearer as I possibly can. So I remember, you know, when I was working in my business and I wasn't making any money, I remember I was committed. I would get up every day. I would even show up. But at some point at the end of the month, I would just be like, man, I can't keep doing this, right? Have you ever got to that place? I'm like, I can't keep doing this. Either this is a hobby or this is actually a revenue-bearing business. Either I'm just doing this for fun or this is a revenue-bearing system and solution that I'm offering to others. So I remember when I first started and it was frustrating. I remember saying to myself, is this ever going to work? Because truth be told, a lot of times when we're trying to do new things, people around us may not quite understand what it is we're doing. And they may say things to us that may start making us think that our goal, our dream, is just a dream that will never happen. But when I got very clear and I started putting numbers to things, I recognized that it wasn't my motivation wasn't the problem. I recognized that my commitment wasn't the problem. I recognized that there were some serious milestone goals that I had to create in order to get to the outcome that I wanted. And that's when everything in my company actually changed. That's when I started to say, oh, I don't have to work this other job anymore, because now I am able to now subsidize that job with the income from what I'm creating, which was, you know, different products, which was different opportunities for people to come learn, grow, and scale and who they want it to be. So I want you to say hashtag UPML if any of this is helping you to grow. So let's see. Let's see. So far, I'm seeing true consistency is key by Maggie. Michael says 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000. I love it. Yeah. So, and then Michael says, I help people be innovative, double their creativity score, and unstick their projects with a step-by-step system I created and trained. I will publish the book behind it early next year and 3 other books. Michael is pumped up, y'all. Michael is awesome. It was such a pleasure to meet him in SW Encore. So, Michael, I'm glad you're in the tribe. Keep hanging in there. I'm sure you're going to meet some amazing people. Janelle says, hello. And Janelle says, I realize that teens now are missing 3 things, confidence in who they are as an individual, core values. Good. She's listening. Kimberly says, I really need help. I love your story because it helps me. Thank you. Maggie says, that's great. I want to be innovative. Kay says, the folk woman way, a special approach to empowering healing through meditation and radical self-care. You guys, Miss Kay is bad. She is awesome. She has a program to help people learn to de-stress. And how many of you guys know that that's so super important? So if you're enjoying this time, hashtag UPML. So I pause on my third point. So again, if you have questions right now, what are the things that are frustrating you right now that I can answer? I would love to answer your questions. So number one, show up for yourself. Number two, put a number to it. Number three, I want you to think, so once you get those first two things in check, number three, this is a real deal. So I want you to recognize, because this is really the climax of the theme of the day, which is when you don't see results, I'll ask you this question too. What are some of the words you feel when you don't see results? Come on, y'all. What are some of the words you experience or emotions you feel when you don't see any results? When you're starting something and you get stuck, or when you started something and you started seeing some traction and it fell off, what are some of the things you actually feel? Because this question has everything to do with my title, which is how to win when you don't see any results. Now, let me talk about this, because this ties into my expertise in persistence research, right? So when I locked myself in the basement for 5 years to figure out why people were either successful in new endeavors or what made them fail, it was amazing to see all of the variables that allowed us to either win in some instances or to be lulled. And one of the things that really resonated was what we tell ourselves in the midst of the challenge. Now, let's talk about this. So incongruence or a misalignment occurs when growth is happening. How many of you recognize that? So a lot of times when we're doing new things or we're getting out of our own way and we say, oh, I want challenge. Like when people come to me and they go, Dr. D, I want you to help me to get past my hurdle. I want you to help me to move past my negative thinking and all that stuff. And we start making headway. Well, what's happening subconsciously is that your mind you have these old behavioral patterns that you have been conditioned to believe about yourself, about what you can do, and about what results you can have. And then you're trying to do these new things, and it's kind of like going like this. So you're trying to stay, you know, moving forward, and the other thing is going like this, and you're starting to feel frustrated. You're like, oh my gosh, this might not be working. But in actuality, it's not that it's not working. You're just getting into more congruence with regards to who you want to be and where you want to go. And so when we feel all of these things, you know, when we feel the frustration, when we feel overwhelmed, when we feel burnout, as Deborah said, we say to ourselves, oh my gosh, this is not working. I'm going to pause right here until it all makes sense to me. And I'm going to stop doing everything until it all makes sense to me. Can you put in the chat box? You got to start. You've just got to start. You've got to keep going. You got to go one step at a time. Yes, everything is raining, but I'm going to put my foot out there. Nothing seems like it's working, but I'm going to start again. So that's the third thing. Realize that incongruence is normal, and realize that, you know, sometimes incongruence will happen, but it's a natural part of your actual professional and personal growth. So that's the other piece. And then lastly, and I always talk about this, you got to show up more. You've got to show up more. And I don't mean, you know, overworking yourself, but I mean, you got to show up more in the areas you are weakest in. See, we wouldn't be where we are at if we didn't give attention to the weaker areas. So I love, for example, how, you know, it's like, look at everything that you're not doing. A speaker who loves to speak and isn't speaking will feel like he's not on purpose, or he or she's not on purpose, because he's not speaking. A singer who can sing, who hasn't been on stages, will eventually feel frustrated because that person's not singing. So what are the things that you naturally know how to do? That's easy, right? The things that we're naturally graced to do, we like doing those things. But what are the things we hate doing? Like, when are we going to write that book, right? When are we going to actually, you know, put together that new training? When are we going to actually scale and call people and let them know, hey, I'm passionate about this thing that I do? So I want to encourage you, if you have not ever been to one of our coaching meetings, I would love to give you a virtual pass. And hopefully if you did visit before, you enjoyed yourself. But remember, you are not by yourself in this endeavor. I see people dropping their information, what they do. I love it. Michael says, Deborah, we got another African name in the house. Hey, I see Africa representing. And then Maggie says, I have to keep going. And incongruence, Michael says, is unpleasant. I have to show up more in the areas I'm weak on. Yes, so I want to talk about that. So one of the things I remember when I was starting out was, you know, first of all, I had to get out of my own way. So you guys can put get out of your own way. If you are a brand, if you're trying to build who you are not going to scale who you are if nobody can find you, if nobody can see you. Let me just say that again. If you are a brand and you're trying to scale a new business, you're a solopreneur, right? You're kind of at home, you're balancing your job. No one is going to be able to find you. The droves of people that are looking for you, you don't always have to go on Facebook ads and all these things to find those people you can serve. You know, one of your average friends has around 200 Facebook friends, right? So if you just take on average all the friends you have on Facebook or whatever, everybody typically has around 150, 200, maybe 1,000. It just depends on why they have those mediums. You know, and I want you to, you know, do your homework, take out the journal, ask yourself those three questions. Why am I so committed? What's the number? You know, the third one, how am I showing up when I'm frustrated? And then, you know, how can I let people see me, know me, hear me? Because if nobody can see you, if nobody can hear you, how are they going to ever find you beyond the people that naturally know you? So I want you to think about that. And the best way to think about it is, if you don't show up, who doesn't see you? So if you don't write that book, who's missing out on what you provide? If you don't tell all those people about how they can crush their debt, how many more marriages are going to end in divorce? If you don't do that wellness program, how many people are going to struggle with obesity and continue to have early deaths because they just need someone to stand by them and say, you're not by yourself? So these are, you know, we've got people out here with real issues, you guys. Real issues. And I mean, I'm only one person. So as much as I love helping people in my business, I want to be able to, for those of you that I coach, I can't wait to say, hey, go to that person, go over there, because there are needs in corporations. There are needs in the private sector. There are needs with people in that are just individually living in their homes, and you might be the solution to their challenge. So don't throw in the towel and quit. Don't get frustrated. Get a plan. Get a plan and get into process. Figure out what are the things you can do. Get into coaching. You might want to sign up with me. You might go somewhere else. You might go to the library. I don't care what you do. But the number one thing you want to do is get into some kind of action. Don't settle. Don't say this is it. Oh my gosh, I was supposed to sell this many and I only sold two. Oh no, it's just, okay, let's reposition. Let's get clear. Let's get into a tribe. Let's tell people what we are excited about. Well, I want to make sure there aren't any other comments, and then I'm going to wrap up. Gus, if I do not show up, how many people will not get financial freedom? Yes. So if you don't show up, somebody is missing out. Now, I'll end with this story. So years ago, when I was even working on my doctorate, I thought that, you know, I had pegged that it would take me around 4 years to finish. That was my goal. And I was on the third year. And I had written for about 2 years, and I'd spent all this time in the basement doing research, and I was so confident that I was on track until I brought what I did to my board, and they said, Alana, we don't like it, throw it away and start over. I mean, could you imagine writing 120 pages only to be told, throw it away and start from scratch? When I tell you I was crying, I was boohooing, because I lost my weekends. I lost hanging out with people. I was in the basement and Hubster was coming down. You know, when I was locked in for 72 hours, he was coming down giving me tea and bread and toast, right? So shout outs to the Hubster. But when they told me, no, you need to start from over, I felt defeated. I said, this thing is never going to happen. My goals are never going to happen. I'm never going to be able to do this. And let me tell you one thing that helped. So I had a mentor. I had a number of friends, accountability buddies. And one of my friends, she said to me, Alana, I know it doesn't make sense, and I know you can't picture this yet, but I double dare you to put your name, to put the title of who you want to be on your desk, and I want you to look at it every single morning. And then she said, I want you to remember that I was in your shoes, and I want you to remember that everything that's happening in my life, one day it will happen for you. And I just didn't, I was so devastated. Like, I was like, this is never going to happen for me. Have you ever been that way where you said, this thing is never going to happen for me? I'm going to be. And I was struggling, y'all. I was trying to go through school. I was trying to work my job. I had other responsibilities and nothing was working. But once she told me to do that, I said, okay, I'll try. So I took out a sheet of paper. I put Dr. Alana DeGrasse, even though I had, you know, two more years left or something. I put it on my wall, and every morning I started looking at it. And I remember one morning getting up and I said, that seems possible. Actually, I'm going to do that thing. Actually, I need to get to it. And I had this different kind of resolve. It was like I was ready. I didn't wait any longer for my board to tell me what I needed to do. I showed up differently. I showed up and said, actually, no, you guys told me to do X, Y, and Z, so I'm showing up to do X, Y, and Z plus P and Q and A, and we're going to get this thing done. I had a different resolve. I had a different motivation. I had a different drive, and it got done, and I will never forget the day when I was done, and they said, okay, you're done, you pass, all of that. I hung up the phone, I ran around my house 3 times. I really did, y'all. And I just sat down, I cried tears of joy, and I thought about all the journey that it took for me to just get to that point. And I still didn't have a business yet. So you've got to celebrate all the milestones you have right now. You got to celebrate really where you are. I mean, don't get so celebratory that you forget to look at the reality, but celebrate it and then say, all right, this is where I am. And this is where I'm trying to go. So my last goal to you was this. You know, I'm telling all my clients, including you, from November to January, get clear about where you want to be so that you, when you walk into the new year, you're like, oh no, I'm addressing this year differently. I'm going to, you know, recoup lost time that I had last year. So if you felt like last year was a bummer, This year coming could be an amazing year. And I believe it. I see it when I look at Janelle. I see it when I look at Maggie getting her beta going. I see it all the time. New mindset. It is possible. Yes. And Ayana says it's there. So I want to give a shout out to everybody who took part in the networking session today. Kimberly, Michael, go check them out. Janelle, goodness, who am I missing? And all the other people that come on in later, I want to say thank you. Maggie, go check her out. Go get to know who Ayana is. She's putting her hashtag UPML. Thank you so much. Let's see if I'm missing anything else. Kimberly, hang in there. Kimberly, hang in there. This little message, Kimberly, is for you. So if I could encourage you this morning, please put a theme, and I'd like to wrap up with that. But Miss Kimberly, we haven't seen you in a while. I want to say the tribe loves you. We miss you. Keep making your jewelry. Keep doing your thing. Don't give up. Make sure you tune in Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays. You guys, pull out your Tomorrow Can't Wait book. Guess what? I got a number of new books coming out in the new year. A new volume of this lovely book. A new volume of poetry as well. And lastly, a little secret. For any of you who are thinking about writing your first book, kind of getting it going, putting the thoughts in place, we're going to be launching a new program just for those people. So that program is going to be very small because we really want to give you the attention that you need. But you know what? You are not by yourself. Remember to hang in there. And lastly, you're beautiful, you're valuable, and nothing about you is a mistake. Two snaps. I will see you guys on Friday. And don't forget, look, Sundays, we also go live on Instagram at 7:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So there's always a way to grab your nuggets, as I call them. You guys take care. You're so lovely. I had a great time. And obviously, I went way over my time. And so... Where do we get your book? Thank you, Michael. So you can get my book. I will put the link here below. I have a number of books out, and I cannot wait to tell y'all about the next book. Tomorrow Can't Wait is the first book. So Tomorrow Can't Wait was really my own journey about why I hid all of my writings in a luggage for 15 years. So Tomorrow Can't Wait was like a test to myself to say, I'm not going to wait any longer. I'm going to do something. And so it's a 40-day experience. For some people, they read it over a year. For some people, they read it in, you know, but it's not about reading it. It's about doing the activities in the end of the chapters. And that's where the hardest work comes. So if you get the book, do the work. And if you have the book, I know Kimberly has her book, and I know some other people have their books. Definitely grab your book and start doing that. It's a great way to get going. So we're going to have some wonderful events coming up this year. If you're a leader, if you're a speaker, if you're someone who is creative, stay tuned, because we're going to have a lot of other opportunities for you to leverage who you are with yours truly. So thank you, you guys. It's been a blast getting to know you all. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.